Woman's Shear and Chavis Halvavos, Sunday, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh, Beis Mar Cheshvan, Tavshinayin Hay, 26th of October, Sunday afternoon, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Everybody look at my foot, I'm wearing a shoe. Hashem, I'm giving a kiddush this Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem, it's not maya achuz better, it's tishim v'chamesh achuz better, and it's enough. I'm wearing my stockings, ladies. You have nothing on me. I'm wearing my compression stocking, and Baruch Hashem, that'll be enough. And my shoe fits, so if the shoe fits, wear it. That's the expression. Okay, we're learning Chavos Halvavos. We're learning Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And I'm sure that everybody utilized the weeks that we didn't learn to go over the 25. We're up to number 26. There are 30 pieces of homework, 30 things to think about, and we're up to number 26, Hashisha V'Esrim. That means there were 25 things that you could have... we should take this seriously, and I'm very much talking to myself as well. This is not just a wonderful, interesting, entertaining shiur, but it's serious business. And if we just take one thing and think about that thing, these are 30 things to think about. They're not cheshbon hanefesh in the classical sense of making a cheshbon. What did I do today? How did I spend my day? That's not what the Chavos Halvavos uses the words as meaning. He says here are things to think about, things to take into cheshbon in your life, things to think about. It's really, again, if you want to recommend cliff notes for the Sefer Chavos Halvavos, they should learn this perek of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, perek Gimel, go over the 30 things. It's really a review of the entire Sefer, and then some. But he includes principles that he has in the whole Sefer, obviously very much bekitzer in short. It touches upon themes of Shaar HaYichud, Shaar HaBechino, Shaar Yichud HaMaiseh, Shaar HaKniya, Shaar HaPrishus. He touches upon the themes of the principles of the Sefer. So it's worthwhile for that reason if someone wants to get a flavor of the Sefer. And also, so if you take one thing a week to do, and just think about it once a day for 3 minutes, it would be very worthwhile. Some of them are very... What? I'm sorry? We're in Perek Gimel of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and there's paragraphs that are numbered in the Hebrew, and we're up to number V'Hashisha V'Esrim, number 26, which means we have to start thinking about what we're learning after this Shaar. Some of them are easy to do, and some of them are very hard to do. Some of them are a Chiddush, some of them are not a Chiddush. Today we're going to learn number 26, which is relatively easy, and yeah, we've heard this before, and what's the Chiddush, and why do we have to learn this for? 26 is, like I say, easy, and it won't be a Chiddush to many of us. It might be a Chiddush if we actually do it, but it's not a Chiddush. But then 27 and 28, which we probably won't get to today, are excruciatingly hard, very, very difficult to do. 27, just to give you a flavor, 26 is easy, 27 and 28 is very hard. 27 and 28 talk about when things, I shouldn't say bad, right? Terrible, right? I'm terrible. I just violated the Chavos Halvavos. When things that we think we would rather not have them happen to us happen, how should we think about them? How do we deal with it? That's number 27 and 28. Just to give you an idea, that's what I call hard. Like probably maybe the most difficult thing in life, getting up early in the morning to learn Shas or bake challah or say Tillim is easy compared to that. But 26, as I say, 26 is going to be fine. But 26 teaches us the following principles. Just 26 utilizes very much something I repeat many times, that the Chavos Halvavos does throughout the Sefer, which is using everyday life as models for how we should think about Hashem and how we should live our lives vis-a-vis Hashem. And he uses very mundane, think about when you go to the store, how do you treat your superior, how do you treat, in 26 he's going to talk about Yiras Hashem, and he's going to say, look what people are afraid of in real life, and just say, well, wait a second, if I modify my behavior, if I conduct myself because I'm afraid of getting caught, because I'm afraid of being punished by a policeman, by boss of a dumb, in a very, you know, it's just a question of money, and it's a question of temporarily, and who knows if I'll really get punished, and people are so frightened of a traffic ticket, you know, and it's just a question of money and points on the license, and so imagine having and developing Yiras Hashem. So it utilizes the principle of using everyday life as a jump-off point, as a model for our feelings, our relationship, our attitudes towards Hashem. It's also something that we can think about when we walk on the street, which is another sort of principle of the Chavis Halvavos, that, you know, just taking a walk, which is healthy to do, but you can also be thinking about things. And the Chavis Halvavos has taught us in Shara Avodas Elokim, you don't have to wait for Pesach night to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, or if you say Kriyashma, really every day, you give it a fleeting thought, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoseisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, the last pasuk of the three parashiyos of Kriyashma. But really, he says, this is what he says in Shara Avodas Elokim, anytime you walk in the street, and we think about that Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and feel grateful for it, you're doing a tremendous mitzvah. And that's why Chovas Halvavos is not limited to Pesach, and it's not limited to the 4.5 hours between Tzeisach Kochavim and Chatzos, and then you have the kids Manashtana there in the middle, which takes up half the time, if you have grandkids for sure. So it's always a mitzvah, it's just not a Chovas HaIvorim. The Chovas HaIvorim is Pesach by night, these 4.5 hours. The Chovas Halavavos, you could always think about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could always think about Hashem was Moshe of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar and Sukkos and took care of them. You could do that any time you take a walk. So that's one of the powers of Chovas Halavavos over Chovas Eivorim. But upon him here, you could think about, if you walk on the street, he says, look at how people are careful. They don't want to get tickets. They're afraid of tickets. They don't want to be over laws, and they're afraid of getting caught, etc. So think about that, and sushtel it. So it's something you can do. So it's that principle of the Chovas Halvavos, that Chovas Halvavos is so pervasive and so all encompassing, and it really, it's something we can do every day of our lives and every minute. We can always do it. It's something, and it also develops and reminds us of. I'm saying, even though it seems pashut, it teaches us three things. It's using everyday life to extrapolate and to say, wow, Kol Shekein, I should treat Hashem a certain way, which is a principle throughout the entire Sefer of the Chovas Halvavos. Sometimes you even look at it and you wonder, like he gave such a mundane, everyday example, but that, yeah, that's his point, that, you know, we could extrapolate, because that is how we act in everyday life. This is how an Eved acts to an Adon, this is how a person acts towards his friend. It's scattered, sprinkled throughout the Sefer. Take everyday life and extrapolate to Hashem, with a Kal Vachomer, of course, usually, I mean, always, really. Number two is, practice doing things. Just when you're walking, your mind is free. You don't have to obsess on whatever we usually obsess on, or sometimes our mind is blank. You can really use the time, and it's such a fruitful thing. And you get like mitzvahs, and you get schar for it, if you know, that's meaningful to all of us. It's not the highest madrega, but let's settle. Like I always say, we'll settle for schar. You know, and something. And number three is the awareness that Hashem is Taka, always watching you. I'm saying three benefits of number 26, besides what number 26 says, which is going to sound posh to everybody in the room. So number 26 is like easy, and we've heard it before. And I'm sort of superseding the actual point of number 26, and I'm saying, let me step back a minute and see what benefits we get out of it. A, the benefits of thinking of everyday life and what Hashem put into the Bria, and how we should extrapolate that for Avodas Hashem, which is a major yisod in the Sefer. Number two is the etzem utilization of our heads, which is the idea of Cholos Halvavos, and again, this is like, it's not sprinkled throughout the Sefer, it's sort of the theme of the whole Sefer, that our minds are unfettered by time, by, you know, by the things that Cholos Eivorim are limited by. Cholos Eivorim, Hashem says, you know, certain places, certain times. Cholos Halvavos is limitless. You can do it while you're exercising. You can do it, right? You don't have to be mindless and listen to that music that they play. You can think about, you know, you can maybe really be, make fruitful use of time. And time is, of course, precious. Time is life. They even made a magazine, Time and Life. And the third thing is, the number 26 heightens our awareness that Hashem is watching us, which is how the Shulchan Aruch starts off in Aruch Chaim, the Ramah at least. Hashemisa Hashem l'negli samid, Milo satzadikim, that they think about Hashem and they're always aware that Hashem's watching it. And Yisosa Rishpa Mistorim, Vanilo Arenu Ne'um Hashem, Ein Dibura V'Hilucho, Utenuosov Shaladam, as when he's alone, and awareness that Hashem is always watching us. Ba'ashisha ve'esrim, number 26, cheshbono v'mavsho, to think about, shu omeg b'mitzvah samelach, think about if you, there's a law from a melech boss of Adam. We don't have a melech boss of Adam, we have laws, or we have worse than laws, we have rules that the bureaucrats made for reasons unbeknownst to anyone but them, because they like to have power. Right? You stand online and that person has you in their clutches when it's finally your turn. And when she says, you didn't bring the right papers, she's enjoying that moment. When you have a mitzvah of a melech bas of a dom, the yiro me'oncho, and let's admit it, right? People stop at traffic lights at 2 a.m. And they're not, they look all the way, if it would be a stop sign, so they would, you know, they know they're not going to crash, but they're afraid. They're afraid that there's an unmarked car watching them and see the siren. It happens. Imyavar al mitzvah. But unfortunately, and this is the human condition, lo yargish la mitzvah elokov, lo yiro me'oncho ba'ovro mitzvah. And we don't feel the same way about Hashem's laws, and we don't feel that Hashem might be in an unmarked car watching us. And a simple Yerasa Onesh he's talking about now. Actually, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in his Sefer, no, I'm sorry, his Talmud, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, in his Sefer, asks it as a question. Like, how could it be? It's not normal how we don't have simple Yeras Hashem. The Chavad Brothers said it 1,000 years ago, that we should do it. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer 100 years ago, maybe, by now it's 150 years ago, I'm getting old. I mean, I used to say 100 years ago. I have to say now 150 years ago. he asks it as a kasha. How could it be? And he says it's a nes. He says it's a nes from Hashem to give us bechira. Otherwise, that's his teretz. He says it's a phenomenon that's a nes, and it, the purpose of the nes, it's unnatural how unthinking people could be, and it's in order to enable a human being to have bechira. That's his teretz to the kasha. But the Chagallah is saying, like, we should do that. We should overcome. Oh, he doesn't. He just says, how could we not do that? That's number 26. It's amazing that, you know, it's only a number 26 that he said this. He should have said this. Okay, you know, as long as it's in the 30. Ve'echlon is boning the sichlo, and we should think about the comparison between the two things. Because you look at people, people are not breaking laws, and people are afraid. I would. It's going to be a shocking statement. All right, I'll just say most people, many people, don't do a lot of things only because of fear of getting caught. So, okay, ve'echlo yuzbonim b'sich. Not nobody in this room. Everybody in this room are great people, but there are people out there, believe it or not, who don't do things only because of fear of getting caught. Ve'echlo yuzbonim b'sichlo ma ben shtei hamitzvos. How could you not even just think about, boy, if people are listening to traffic laws, if people are listening to bureaucratic rules because they're afraid of violating, and they'll have a loss of money. So, and compare the two. And Hashem told me to do something, and that's a nitzchiyus thing, and Hashem's not going to forget, and he's not going to be busy with other things that are more important. There's no election campaign that's going to make him forget. Right? The Israeli police are busy, I hope, looking for terrorists. They don't have so much time. But, well, they don't have any time for Ganovim. If you ever dealt with the police when you had a Ganovim in your house, they like look at you like you're nuts. What do you want from us? What do you want? You're the police. They're busy with other things. Probably lots of more important things, although at that moment it's not more important to you. But they like, but traffic tickets you'll always get. That's how they make the money. The Yagrama Ben Shneihu and Yonim, and he'll recognize, if he thinks about it, the difference between Mitzvos HaMelech and Mitzvos Hashem. Like, how can you even compare it? The Yovin Chulshos HaMelech, and he'll say, you know, the Melech, the judge, or the police, they can forget, they can be busy with other things. They, you know, everybody's hoping they're going to copy the license plate number wrong, right? Everybody's hoping for that miracle, and then you get all scot-free, because it's not your license plate. What?
Computerized monitors now, they don't have to write it.
Okay. L'kayim gzeirosov, computers are not Hashem. They could also be fallible. L'kayim gzeirosov, v'his achro, mihapil ha'onesh bo. You know, he could push it off, you get a reprieve. V'rochako mehashkefarov, he doesn't always notice, he's busy with other things. Like I said, there's many police, they're busy with other things. V'terdosov, v'navsho mimeno, he gets distracted. For Amar HaChacham, and really this is reflected in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yireas Hashem B'ni U'melech, which was a funny juxtaposition, but that Chavikalovas obviously means to say that that's the point Shlomo Melech is making. Fear Hashem and fear the king. Meaning, so he's understanding the Pasuk to be urging us to use our fear of the king, our fear of the Malchus, our fear of laws, where we're facing monetary penalties or maybe jail time for a very limited amount of time, but no one wants to suffer through that. And, you know, Yiras Hashem Umelech. Obviously, the Chavikov is learning in the Pasuk to use our fear of the Melech to develop fear of Hashem. And again, he's talking about a very low level fear, Yiras Onesh, which halavai we would have. So, and it doesn't mean halavai we would have it, because if we would have it, right? When you put up a sign, right, there's a monitor somewhere in this building that's watching your every move. If your boss puts up a sign, right, there's cameras all over, and I can look at it. I see you don't waste time at your desk. You don't want the boss to see how much time you spend schmoozing, how much time you spend on personal phone calls, etc. How much time you spend at lunch, more than. And then you say, wait a second, Hashem's watching me, and there's Chesha Mishpat, there are dinim, how you have to work for someone that's paying you, let's say, by the hour. That's why it's really scary. If we would learn those halachas, I urge everyone to, I know I did it with Otsko, as quick as possible. It's not possible by most people, I think, is to turn yourself into a kablam, meaning you get paid for the job, not by the hour. It is so scary when you get paid by the hour, unless the boss just says, listen, be normal and don't worry about it, and yes, you can get a cup of coffee and you can schmooze on the phone once in a while, as long as you don't go overboard. It's good it's good to get that statement from your boss. And he'll be scared, because he'll think you want to take it overboard. And then, so no, I'm not trying to trap you, but my rabbi told me I have to at least start with the basic first step that I could, you know, I can do the way people usually do in an office. I don't have to give you 60 minutes an hour. Because al pi halacha, you have to give 60 minutes an hour, or you're ganav. Really, it's, the halacha is very demanding. Unless someone will say that whatever is acceptable practice and accepted practice, automatically we can assume a vitur on the part of the boss. And maybe the poskim and the dayonim do say that. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and be matir on that basis. There is such a svara. I wouldn't recommend using it unless you ask your boss, and the boss will right away be suspicious that you're trying to do more than the norm. In fact, by a guy, it's a little more scary, because you can't. I think you could assume that he's mavater less. I think. I don't know. Maybe that was an unfair statement. Depends on the guy. Depends on the yid. I like with Oscar, I turned it into kablonas as quickly as I could. That they pay me by the job. They don't care if I spend 2 minutes on it or 2 hours, as long as I produce a competent piece of work. They pay me for the work, like you hire someone, a kablon. A kablon, I think, means someone that does work on your house, but in the Gemara, a kablon is the term for someone that gets paid for the job, as opposed to a sachir, who gets paid by the hour. Sachir yom or sachir shah. And that's scary. And what the Chazal Bava says is, imagine if there would be monitors up, and the boss would be watching you. You know, and Hashem is watching you, right? You know, when they caught lately, they're catching criminals because there's every business surveillance cameras all over. And you just think to yourself, there are always surveillance cameras everywhere. That's what number 26 is. That's what we should think about. And so again, it's low level. There's no great high madrega. This is Yiras HaOnesh. Yes. There's a surveillance camera in the Beis Medrash. We put it up after we had a few gnevas from the tzedakah box. And it's really scary because I can sit in my office and watch people learning. And I could... What? It's Shabbos, it's on. And we bought the most expensive kind where it doesn't matter if someone moves or not. It just goes for 24 hours. It's not governed by motion at all. We pay, it's a more expensive system, but we paid for it, so it could be on Shabbos too. My point is, I can sit in the basement and I can watch any pair of chavrus. I can sit in my office and look at the computer and watch people learning and see how much time they, I can do that, and it's very scary because sometimes I think, boy, I'm so happy no one's watching me. But someone is watching me, right? That's what on the 26 is. There is someone watching you. I just realized 26 is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's a good way to remember what 26 says. Uva Omar, another pasuk in Mishlei, Noem Kakfir Emas Melech. The fear of the king makes people as afraid as the roar of a lion. So again, what is the point of the pasuk in Mishlei? Is that like what's the point? The point is to extrapolate from that. That's what Chazal Shalom's point is. That the pasuk talks about fear of a king, and the reason Shlomo HaMelech is making that statement is so that we should extrapolate from there about mitzvos Hashem. Ve'echlo yisbayish, how can you not be embarrassed? Hamaskil me'alokov, someone who has a rational thinking person, which we all hold we are. Shegzeroso kayemes, Hashem's laws are solid laws, a mashkifal of tomen, and he's always watching us, which is again one of the side benefits of number 26 is the awareness that Hashem is just the awareness that Hashem watches us. Velo tatvideu mimenu tirdo, Hashem doesn't get busy with other things, doesn't have a political campaign to run, which will make him sort of forget about all these things that he has to take care of. V'lo yimne'ehu mimenu moneya, nothing is stopping him. V'lo yira v'lo yivchad me'onsho, how could it be that you're not afraid of the onesh? The amrehu, when you violate his rules, his laws, v'hu yodeya, if you're aware, shehu mashkif ola v'roe nigleyu v'nistaro. And this we did have before, that Hashem is yodeya machshavos, that's v'nistaro. He knows what's going on in your head. He knows what's really motivating you. He knows what you're thinking about. He knows what concerns you, what doesn't concern you. He knows your subconscious, your unconscious, your, you know, what really motivates you. You know, what lies at the base of your actions. How can you think about these things and not do tshuva like every day for what happened yesterday? The Yomar, and a person should really be saying to himself always, Kama Orach, how long have I been, Hamirosi as Dvoro, that I am violating Hashem's rules, Hashem's laws. The Hismit Sisro Olai, which means he has not punished me. Sisro is Hashem's Beseser, he's, you know, meanwhile I don't see him as the punishment Begolui, and he's keeping it up because Hashem is Erech Apayim. Avakesh mechiloso, this is how the mind should work. Oh my goodness, how am I acting? Avakesh mechiloso, kodem sheachreini ba'olam hazeh, o ya'aneini, he will punish me, torture me ba'olam haba. Humash amar David, Rasha kegova apo bal yidrosh. The Rasha, because of his gaiva, bal yidrosh doesn't, is not dorish alokim. Ein alokim kol mazimosav. All of his machshavos, all of his, the things he's busy with, all of the things he thinks about, but it's all ein alokim. Hashem is not in that picture. And it doesn't mean, he doesn't think about Hashem. Doesn't mean Elohim, and nowadays Elohim would mean, you know, an atheistic idea. You know, in those days, probably before, you know, in the days of Avodah Zarah, we were a little better off, as I said on Shabbos, two Shabbos ago. We were a little better off, so to speak, because there weren't atheists. Everybody said, how could the world not have a creator? That's ridiculous. So Hashem doesn't care about what I do, and he gave over the hanhog of the world to other powers, and I have to placate those powers in order to give me rain, in order to give me money, in order to give me a spouse, in order to give me atzlocha. I have to placate those powers that are in charge of these things. That was Avodah Zarah. Now it's like a whole different world out there. It's a... But Akaponim Ein Elokim meant Hashem doesn't, is not watching me. Ein Elokim kol mazimosav. All of his actions and all of his thoughts express the idea that Ein Elokim, Hashem, Kilu, Vayachal, doesn't care about what he does. That's a rush. And what's the point of the Chayvus Halal? Is that this pasuk says, in order to be a Rasha, you have to have Ein Elokim kol mazimosav. You have to knowingly, consciously, almost deliberately forget about Hashem. Because he says it's so irrational. Just make a tzushtel from what you see going on every day. You know what you're scared to do. You know what you're afraid of. So, like, kal v'chomer, kal v'chomer, kal v'chomer. And the very basic idea of Yiras HaOnesh. Chavis HaLovis wants us to extrapolate from everyday life the kinds of things people are afraid of. And make a kal v'chomer. They're afraid of monetary knossos, they're afraid of temporary things, the melech might forget, the policeman might make a mistake, they could be mochel you, they could be busy with other things, v'chulu, 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 none of that applies to Hashem. So how can I live the way I'm living? I have to get my act together. That's number 26. As I say, you can do it when you walk in the street, you can think about it, and I said like three overarching principles here that you can take out of it. If the Etzem principle of number 26 is too simple, then you can think of the principles. Learning from everyday life, the idea that Hashem is watching you, and the fact that you can accomplish a lot as you're walking in the street, or as you're cleaning a house, or as you're doing things. If it won't make you mess up what you're doing. I don't want to walk into the lamppost as you're thinking about these things. Okay, that's number 26. I said number 26 is easy, meaning it's a simple idea, and we know it, and it's good to hear it, and it's good to hear I try to elaborate to make it more interesting, not to go ho-hum. You're welcome to come down to my office and watch people learn. Just to, like, wow, now I see what the Chayvus HaLovis is talking about. My goodness. If I would announce in the shul that I'm watching, I am devoting myself to the tzibur, such a selfless rabbi, I'm going to sit the whole morning and watch everybody learn, and I'm going to write down how much time you wasted. The Beis Medrash is going to empty out in one day. Everyone's going to run away. Nobody wants that. But isn't it happening anyway? That's what the Chayvus HaLovis is saying. That's number 26. It's happening. Why are you more scared of me looking than of Hashem looking? It's absurd. That's number 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Number 27 is as hard as number 26 is I call easy. Number 27 and number 28 both deal with how we should react. What our attitudes should be when things happen that are not to our liking. That we would, whether it's being sick, whether it's events in our life, falling down and scraping our knee, having a maka on the foot for a year and a half, 2 years, losing money, getting pickpocketed, a car getting stolen, everything that happens to us, anything that we would really rather it not happen, 27 and 28 is dealing with that. I have spent much time, I feel there's even a little contradiction between 27 and 28, and I spent a lot of time thinking of how they complement each other rather than contradict each other. So let's learn. The Hashiva of the Esrim. Cheshbon ha'odom im nafsho, kishetovo olov ro'o begufo. This is like the flip side of Shar HaBechina. Shar HaBechina is to think positive thoughts about good things and realize how many good things you have going on in your life. And, not to take things for granted and not to use Hergel to, I'm used to the idea already that I am married and I have children and I live in Eretz Yisrael and that my blood clots when I get a wound. Like, we're all used to that idea. And I have taste buds, etc. I went to the doctor last week, my eye doctor, he says, you don't need new glasses. I said, thank you, doctor. Do you want to be my ear doctor also, please, maybe? What? My foot back. No, I want that to change. But Hashem, when I make my Suddhas Hodo'o, I am going to tell the story of how Hashem sent me the doctor that was the Shliach to cure me. It's an amazing story. I shake when I think about how Hashem sent him to me. It came out of a tremendous sorrow. It came out of a terrible, terrible thing that happened to my foot. And from that grew the Yeshua. And there's no greater, it's much better than just having good things happen to you. When you see how it was so matzmiach Yeshua, how it grew from the tzara. It's like you see Hashem. And you thank him. And that's really what we're talking about here. Cheshbon ha'adam im nafsho kshatovo olov ro'o begufo. You get injured, right? Whatever happens, whether it's another person that injures you, or you fall down and you hurt your knee, or chas v'shalom, an illness, oba mamono, whether you lost money, right? Not only is my foot have a wound, but I lost 7,000 shekel to somebody I consider a charlatan, or you get pickpocketed. Well, actually, that's it. He pickpocketed me in a sense. He conceptually. How can I have kindness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Look how he cured me. And then, how do you deal with that though? That's what we're learning about. Oh, but Inyan Mayanyanov, anything, a disappointment, you didn't get the job you wanted, you didn't get into the school you wanted. Children, who are a never ending source of number 27. It's not to be makabalit. That's too easy. The akabal hakomi alakov the simcha. And that is superhuman. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about saying, well, Hashem is stronger than me, and he can beat me up, and what am I supposed to do? I can't fight City Hall, I can't fight Hashem. No. Number 27 is to say, thank you, Hashem. It's superhuman. We're going to learn. We're going to talk about it. The Kabbal HaKomi or called the Simcha. The Yisbol Sevel, you will accept the burden of whatever happened to you. Wrote said Bedino Elokim. You will take it on as someone who welcomes. You don't have to welcome it by asking for it. Please, Hashem, give me a wound on my foot. That's absurd. But once it happens, you welcome it and you thank him. You dance a jig, unless you have a wound on your foot. The Yisbol said that you can't dance. That's what I mean. I don't mean Chas v'Shalom, but that's an exception to the rule. The Yisbol Sevel wrote it b'simcha. The Yisbol, you say, I know that this is good for me. I know that Hashem is meitiv. I know that there's something good, and we're going to go over the various good things that could come out of it. And that's how you have to think. And if you can't think, and you can't imagine what could be good about it, then you have to have faith. Faith, not that Hashem is doing, well, you start off with the emuna that it's from Hashem, it's not an accident, and it's not by happenstance, and it's not because there's evil people in the world, it's because Hashem wanted it to happen. That's Chovas HaLevavos 101, emuna 101. It happened because Hashem wanted it to happen, and therefore it's tov. It's Tov, and how do I know Hashem is Tov? So people ask me that always, and I'm not sure what the answer is. There's Ramchal, and there's this, and there's that, but now I realize it's embedded in the Bria. Because if it says every day, the Pasuk takes up a couple words to say, Vayar Lakim Kitov, Vayar Lakim Kitov. Why do I need that Pasuk for? And this year, finally, you know, Harini Kiven Shivim Shana. And I never realized that that's the answer. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat every single day, Vayar Lakim Kitov? Why? To teach me that everything is Tov. Everything that Hashem creates. And Hashem creates events after Sheish Shemei Bereishis. Hashem stopped creating things, so to speak, stopped creating Yesh Me'ayin, and he started creating events. And everything is told. And then the last day it says, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'nei tov ma'od. Well, it means, the Mefarshim of Chumash talk about it. What's tov and what's tov ma'od? And what is kol asher asa, what is it being mosif to every day's tov? Every day is Tov, and then there's sort of a generalized Hinei Tov Ma'od. That means everything fits together, everything works. Not only is every individual thing Tov, but the whole machine works, and the whole machine is Tov, and not just Tov, but it's Tov Ma'od, because it's beautiful the way everything meshes. So that's, I think, that's the point of the pasuk. What does it have to tell me that? Hashem patted himself on the back. Hey, good going. What does the pasuk have to say it for? The Torah says it's to teach me that everything is good. Everything, Yom Rishon and Yom Shem, everything is good. And that's what he's saying here. And that's a. I used to tell people, you know, it's not even in the 13 animamins. It means it's really so intrinsically what Hashem is, and that's more Ramchal type talk. But I think it's embedded in looking at how Hashem created the world. Everything is Tov, because Hashem is a Meitiv, by definition. So you have to be Mekabel B'Simcha. We're going to learn how. We're going to run out of time today. I'm sorry, in the winter I have to stop 2 minutes to one, because Mincha is 1 o'clock. So I'm cheating you out of 2 minutes, or I'm giving you 2 minutes and you have to thank me. Whichever you want. Whichever you want. But we're going to have to stop at 2 minutes to one because of Mincha. It's 1 o'clock, not 1:15. I'm sorry? Yeah.
I know you're saying we should be Mekabel, but to welcome it, the Simcha.
That's the point. We're going to learn that. That's right. You got it. You got the point that Chazal love us, though. He's not saying be Mekabel. We know Hashem's stronger than me. What am I going to do? I'm going to fight with him. And we know it's from Hashem if we're ma'aminim. And that's not number 27. Number 27 is to be Mekabel B'Simcha, and he's going to teach us how.
Yeah. I also have a question. Yeah. It seems to be contradictory. How can a person say, thank you, Hashem, I'm really happy, and I'm really Mekabel B'Simcha, the wound in my foot?
I know it's Tov.
Yes.
No, because for whatever reason, let's say, three good things happened to me because of the wound in my foot. I lost a lot of weight, it maybe saved my life. I lost my diabetes completely. I went from 6.5 to 5.5, and if you know the numbers, that's like amazing. I went to the eye doctor this week, he swiped my card. The first thing he said, because it can affect the eyes, he says, you lost your diabetes, you lost it. You're normal. You're a normal person. I said, Doc, I'm not a normal person. Don't get carried away. So, I lost a lot of weight. I caught up on because I had to stay home a lot, I caught up on a huge, huge art scroll backlog, and they were really, really, really getting annoyed with me because I was holding up many projects because I was so backlogged, thanks to the shul. And I caught up. I'm okay now, basically. So that, and Kapara Saveris, which is always the case. Now, when we daven for Hashem to take away the wound, we are davening. There's a few answers. I could be davening that I should get the benefits without the pain of the wound. another answer that Hashem wants us to daven, and maybe the benefit that I'm getting is to turn to Hashem and daven to Him and get closer to Him, because anybody with a tzara that has cried their heart out has said afterwards that they really gained in their hiskarvus to Hashem because of it. That might be the reason. The imohos, I say this many, many times. Can you imagine the tzara the imohos had in not having children? Their whole purpose was to be maimed klal Yisrael. And they went for years without children, decades. And the purpose was for them to intensify their tefillah. And they didn't daven like I daven until then. You could be sure of that. They daven pretty intensely. And Hashem wanted them to daven even more intensely. So that could be the benefit, the davening itself. You know, since we're told that you want to daven, and we say refa'enu, again, we don't ask for nisim. That is incorrect, probably, to ask for nisim. But I don't know what a nace is. They can find a cure, and then it's not a nace, you know. So the number one is, I'm afraid I won't be Omid B'Nisayon, and I'm afraid I won't be Mekabelet B'Simcha, so can you benefit me, please? Give me the benefit without this way. Maybe think of it, please, a different way. It could be the benefit of the tefillah itself. That's really the two basic answers. Hashem wants me to daven. It's part of the, well, that, a second way of looking at tefillah is not necessarily that Hashem wants me to, I mean, everybody I know that has underwent something has told me afterwards that they felt closer to Hashem, and they're better for the experience. Now, it's hard for them to get out of their mouths, I'm happy it happened, because that's like, they feel really weird saying it, but they really do say that. I'm happy, because what is life but getting close to Hashem? And if I had to have this on my foot to be close to Hashem, which I didn't count as one of the three things, wow. What's a year of pain if my whole life is different now? I'm with Hashem. That's a no-brainer trade-off. But another answer is just Hashem wants us to daven. It's part of the system. We see that from Adam Arishon with the rain. Right? Hashem wants us to turn to Him. Even if it's not the purpose of it, but an answer of how can we daven if we welcome it b'simcha is because Hashem wants us to. If it's something that, there's a premise there. I'm cheating a little, and I'll tell you how I'm cheating. We know that in a perfect world, people are not sick. And we know that in a perfect world, people have children. And we know that in a perfect world, people are not poor. So, we're always davening for the perfect world. In an imperfect world, it's tov. But I have a right to daven and ask for a perfect world. In my world. Let my world be perfect. I don't want to be sick. Whatever your cheshbonos Hashem are, if it turns out that this is the way you've decided, behechlet, so to speak, then I accept it b'simcha. But again, what was going on in the Imo's mind when they davened for 19 years and Rivka davened for 19 years and 11 months and, you know, oh well, not... And 3 months. For 11 years and 3 months, and she didn't have a child yet. Now what was she thinking? Vim ayin meso nochi, right? The Ramban, I say it over often, right? Rachel got, she had a little spat there with Yaakov. It's okay to characterize it as that. The Ramban does. And then she said, I'm going to daven for myself. Chana and Rachel both had the same. Chana, it's in the Malbim. And by Rachel, it's in the Ramban. That they said to their husbands, you're good for nothing. You don't understand what it means not to have children. I'm going to daven for myself. I don't need you. And then they had such an intensity of tefillah, and that did it. That was the trick. That intensity that was there because they gave up on their husbands. They stopped relying on their husbands to daven for them. That's the Ramban by Rachel, B'mayin Mesa Anochi, and the Malbim by Chana. When he said, hello, Anochi Tovlach, me asara bonim, she said, oh boy, I'm finished now. That's it, I'm finished. I'm going to daven for myself. And I did it. Anyway, that's the answer. I mean, it's really something to talk about at length. This is like the short answer. Yeah.
No, I'm just
thankful. Yeah, I really have to. I'm sorry. Okay, good. Well, thank you, ladies. Look at me, I'm walking. I feel like Jerry Lewis. So you know what that means.
Jerry Lewis?
March of Dimes.
Yeah,
look
sure.
At me, I'm walking.
The telethon.
That's what I feel like. I'm on the telethon. I'm on Jerry Lewis's telethon.